in Friday's Tulsa World. 918-392-2500 or firstoklahomabank.com. Limited time offer. APY accurate as of August 28th, 2018. Member FDIC.
Union Redskins Football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime.
Brought to you by DTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Red Bud Physical Therapy.
Welcome to halftime here at Moore School Stadium. Rick Coy along with Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and Doc Blevins, who have a special halftime guest in a moment. At the half, the Redskins lead 38-6, and Jeff, it began looking like Moore was going to be able to flummox Union offensively as they kind of marched up and down the field, but didn't get a lot of points out of it, and it turned out to be a really nice first half for Union offensively specifically.
Moore's done a lot of things creatively. They've kind of shot themselves in the foot, being a little bit too fancy, maybe trying a little bit too many things. They got to stick to what works. I think they'll make a lot of adjustments and come out in the second half and put a few more points on. But at this point, we've only got three more points to get to what Coach Frederick says that he wants, that 35-point lead. And I don't see Moore making Union scared in the second half, but I do think they'll put some more points on.
And I think one of the other good things that happens, and we've seen this many times in this part of the district when you get down here, is you're going to have a chance to play some of your backups. Some guys are going to, you know, like Trent DeSmet's going to get a chance to play quarterback again. You're going to get a lot of guys. Xavier Dandridge will get more time at running back, and that's helpful for this football team. But it was a very good performance for a Moore team that lost their first two games, and then they beat their next four opponents by a combined 148-42. So they're still thinking playoffs, because they're still, you know, in district, they still only have the one loss. This would be their second. But it's not a bad football team if you can keep Daniel Hyshaw upright and not scared.
And I think that's one of the things that they're going to be looking at in the second half, is how does he respond to some of these second-string players from the Union defense? How can he adapt to some of those coverages that they're going to throw at him? What does he see? What is he going to make? And he's probably going to look a lot more athletic towards the end of the fourth quarter, right, as he's going up against some of those lower-string guys, and he's going to make a lot of people miss.
So we are at the half. Union leads this thing 38-6. When we come back, Doc Blevins is going to have a special guest. As a matter of fact, the guy whose last name is Football Royalty in Oklahoma. Well, here, we'll let you find out who that is in a moment. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School Football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
When I was 22 and I knew everything, I used to think the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance were kind of corny. But when I met Wayne, I learned the meaning of the phrase "only in America." Wayne was just a regular guy, but he was a genius when it came to mechanics. And when he noticed that most transmissions only came with dinky little warranties, well, he was already building better transmissions than that. So he started including a lifetime warranty. The rest is history. Lifetime Transmissions became the fastest growing transmission builder in the state, and it gave me a new respect for the flag, the pledge, and the national anthem, because I realized that nobody has the God-given right to success or fame or anything in this life, but they do have the right to shoot for it, to succeed if they can and fail if they can't, and to get up and try again if they want. And if they work their butts off and they do succeed, they can keep most of it. So the next time you're tempted to take a knee, why don't you go on down to Cuba and try doing what Wayne did, and let me know how that works out for you.
Hey, Mom, I found a way for you to feel good when you buy stuff. Just move our checking account to TTCU. Every time you use your School Pride card, they donate to our schools, and you can get $150 for switching. So come on, Mom, let's move to TTCU.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Red Bud Physical Therapy. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that getting an MRI before engaging in physical therapy can cost up to $5,000 more than if you would have started physical therapy first? If you start physical therapy within 14 days of an injury, you could save up to 50% in medical costs. When you're in need of physical therapy, visit redbudpt.com. RedBud has 15 locations across Northeast Oklahoma to serve you. RedBud Physical Therapy is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Union Redskins.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
We're back at Moore School Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma. Rick Corey along with Jeff Johns and, of course, Doc Blevins, who's going to have his interview here in a moment. 38-6, the Union Redskins lead the Moore Lions. And I mentioned, here's a name in Oklahoma high school football that is royalty. That name is Snyder. It's been a little bit of everywhere. And, Doc, you've got a great special guest here in Bo Snyder.
We do have Bo Snyder, former Union Redskin, and the brother of Zach Snyder, who was also a prominent player and also of Luke Snyder, who's on the coaching staff right now.
Yep, Coach Snyder.
You're here to watch your little brother coach as much as anything, aren't you?
Yeah, we're excited. We love when he plays on the west side of the state for obvious reasons. We live here.
Yeah, we're back next week to Norman, so you probably be out for that one, too.
Got on the calendar. I love taking the family out. It's just me and my oldest son, Slate, here tonight. And, you know, just giving a taste of Redskin football to know what to expect when he gets going. And he's done his last year of flag football, and we're starting tackle next year.
Well, that's good. And his name is Slate?
Yes, yeah, Slate Snyder. Yep.
Well, Bo, first of all, let me say something to the folks back home. I had told quite a few people that tonight I would be interviewing our two ball boys, John Thomas Frederick, JT, and Jack Federline.
Yep, they do a great job.
They do a great job, but because of limitations that this stadium places on us, I couldn't do that. And so we'll try to get them on next week.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to them being part of that, and that will be coming up. First of all, you are from a legendary football family, so let's talk about the very legendary Coach Lee Snyder, Hall of Fame coach, Bixby football fields named after him. He was an innovator, especially in the wide open passing games that back in the early 60s when that was a kind of a brand new thing. He was doing it in high school. Glenn Dobbs was doing it at TU.
Right.
And what was it like growing up with that kind of a football legacy?
Oh, I tell you, it was exciting. I grew up walking up and down the football field I called him Papa, and he would walk up and down with me watching my dad coach. And it's funny that he was an offensive minded coach, and you know, here you got my dad who was a defensive minded coach, and you got Luke who is a defensive minded coach. So we just kind of made a switch there. I don't know why.
Well, that's all right. And then your dad was
Gary Snyder.
Gary Snyder. And I remember I first met Gary when he was coaching at Jinx.
Right.
And before that, he had coached with Ron Lancaster at Enid. Were you born in Enid?
I was born in Enid, and that was actually really fun. I got to be ball boy a little bit there, and of course moved to Jinx. And Enid, that was a fun place to be. I still have family and friends there, and I still like to call
this
it home.
It's a great town.
Yeah,
great town. And then your dad moved with Ron Lancaster to Jinx, and they had some absolutely great years and great players there at Jinx.
Right, yeah,
it was phenomenal.
Early 90s, and then 95, we transferred to Union, and that was a great move, too. It was just, you know, being a coach's son, you kind of just travel all over the place. You go where he goes.
Oh, yeah. And so you came to Jinx, and then when Ron was kind of unceremoniously dumped at Jinx,
right,
your dad came over to Union, and
right,
that's when I first met you. You were in, ninth grade?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Something like that. And so I want to ask you a question. You came over. You had been at Jinx, expecting to play in the Jinx program, and then you got here, different culture, rival,
right,
so to speak,
right,
Union.
It was kind of odd at first.
Yeah, and you know, our quarterback, Peyton Thompson, has gone through that last couple of years. His dad was a coach at Union. He grew up watching Union, but he was playing in the Broken Arrow system and
right,
decided to live with dad and play at Union. And he was amazed at how well he was accepted when he got here. Nobody seemed to resent him. He was just you know, he just fit right in. Mm-hmm. Did you find it that way for you coming over from Jinx, that Union just embraced you?
Yeah, they did, and it was I was really nervous about it. Being a rival, I didn't really like Union for about 5 or 6 years, and then coming to Union, it was tough, and I was really nervous about it, and didn't know if I really wanted to, but obviously wanted to play for my dad, and I had some friends over there that it made the transfer a lot easier. The coaching staff was great. I just got to be mature about it, patient, and know that your time will come when it comes, and it did. And it was the best decision I ever made, turns out, one of them.
Well, I remember one time, it might have been more than once, but you were player of the game. I was going to interview you afterwards, and you really didn't want to talk on the microphone. You weren't too comfortable with that. And Spencer McElwain was standing there, and he wasn't too shy. He berated you in every way he could, challenging your manhood because you wouldn't talk on the microphone.
No,
I remember you doing a great interview from it. But
yeah.
Spencer had a way of motivating, didn't he?
I love and miss him. Great family. Golly, he was a great guy. He was a real smart aleck to everyone.
Well, but, you know, he had such a heart, and he was really involved with the learning disabled kids and that sort of thing. And it was just an important thing to him, and he's looking down on us today.
I tell you,
enjoying this game.
A lot of people looked up to him. He was such a stud on the football field, leader, and you know, for the size and weight, you look at him, you're like, okay, he can't just be average. And then he gets on the football field and he runs like Adrian Peterson. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, a little undersized, and that caused him some injuries along the way, especially in college. But what a great guy. And so you got to play with some really neat people. But you also have two brothers that played. Zach was phenomenal. And if that team had not had so many injuries their senior year, because come playoff time, Zach played, and he was really not at all healthy when he played.
No.
A lot of guys couldn't. We ended up just losing the last second thing in the semifinals, or probably would have been in the finals and had yet another real good chance at another playoff or another state championship. It didn't happen, but Zach went on to play at the University of Arkansas, and then because of your dad's failing health, he decided to move back to Tulsa to play, and got to say something good for Houston Nutt. He helped facilitate that. He thought that was the right thing to do, and a lot of coaches would have said, no, you're staying put. It's only a, you know, two-hour drive, and that worked out for them. And then what is Zach doing now?
Well, Houston Nutt is a great, awesome, godly man, and he went to my dad's funeral and everything, and he's just, golly, just a family guy.
Yeah.
Zach's doing great. He's in Tulsa, married, has a son, Jackson, and I can tell you that he scored 3 goals in a soccer game today, along with the game-winning goal. So good job, Jackson.
That's great. And he married, by the way, Zach married a former Union girl?
Yes. Amanda Snyder. Amanda Robinson, when she was at Union. I was actually really good friends with her when I was at Union. And, you know, she's just awesome.
Let me just say this. All 3 Snyder boys outpunted their coverage when it came to wives.
No question.
And I don't think you would disagree with that.
No question. Then
there's Luke.
Yep.
And Luke works with my church youth group, so I see Luke a lot. And then there's Dax, who is Luke incarnate.
Right.
He runs everywhere. He never walks.
Never stops talking.
He has no attention span, not unlike his dad. But you've got to be proud of what Luke's doing here. You know, he inherited a bunch of safeties that had not played.
Yeah.
It started rough, but man, they get better every week.
Right, and that's part of coaching. You know, sometimes you have talent, sometimes you have experience, and sometimes you have neither. And these guys are talented; they just don't have any experience. And like you said, they're getting better each week. Okay. And you know, you gotta escape injuries and get to the next game.
We're talking to Bo Snyder, former Union Redskin, here at Union High School Football broadcast from Moore, Oklahoma, where Union leads Moore 38-6. At the half, and you were listening to 7:40 a.m. 102.3 FM KRMG. Bo, the Union tradition and what it's become and what you got to be part of that, how big a part does that play in the success you've had in life today?
Oh, I tell you, Union, it was like a college atmosphere. I mean, they had a lot of pride in everything they did, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing. And it really showed with the talent and success they've had, and not just football, and pretty much everything that they do. They seek success, and they get it usually. And I tell you, it's the administration, principals, teachers, they get involved with their kids like I've never seen. And that really meant a lot to me, and it helped me grow and become the man who I am today. And had a lot of godly teachers and principals that love the Lord and led me that direction. And, you know, I'm trying to teach my kids the same thing that I learned growing up from my parents and the teachers and administration.
Now, how special was it playing for Bill Blankenship?
Oh, I love.
Was that a blessing?
I love Coach Blankenship. Him, Coach Frederick, they're in a league of their own. And, you know, it's just I'm thankful that Luke got to coach. That's coaching for Coach Frederick. He's such a great guy, and couldn't be happier and more blessed.
Are you glad to see one of you guys carrying on the football tradition in the family?
I am. And for my mom, too, especially. She grew her whole life has been football, watching games with Gary, and now she gets to do it with Luke, like us. And whenever they're on the west side, we try to get to the east side, too, and watch games. But when they're here, we try to get out and watch. And it's, you know, still go down there on the sidelines and just watch Luke coach, and been doing that my whole life.
Well, and I'll tell you, people that knew your grandpa, and you look at Luke, there's a real resemblance there. He's like his grandpa all over again, and
right.
I'm predicting he's going to have a really great career. Bo, thanks for being with
Thank
us
you.
At halftime.
Thank you.
Slate, thanks for being with us.
You
okay.
You didn't say thanks?
Thank you.
First time on the radio.
We're going to be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Union Redskin Football on KRMG.
Thank you, Doc.
Often imitated, never duplicated, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre turns 49 today.
Ooh, happy birthday, Brett.
Now, he's known for his last-minute heroics and his scrambling abilities. Have you been scrambling around wondering how to get top dollar for that vehicle that you're driving? At Jim Norton Chevy, it just so happens we want to buy your old vehicle. Here's Casey Lane.
Any make, any model, any condition. So if your old truck is 3 years old or 30 years old with lime green paint, we're going to buy it because we're always in full-blown purchase mode. Come see us and get a free appraisal on your vehicle. We're not going to try to sell you a car, but we will definitely make a top-of-the-line offer to buy yours, and we'll put it in writing. It only takes 15 minutes, and it's absolutely free.
And if you think that Brett Favre is great in a pickup game, you should see us.
That's right.
Our pickup game is top-notch. Just log on at JimNortonChevy.com for all the details, or hurry to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy right here in Broken Arrow. Exit 145 off the BA. See dealer for details. Restrictions apply.
Here are today's hottest topics that could affect your investments. This is Stan Rittner. Tune into our show, Your Money for All Seasons, this Sunday at noon on KRMG.
Win tickets to see Grammy Award winner Stevie Wonder at the Joint at the Hard Rock. Text WONDER to 95920, and you're entered to win a pair of tickets to see Stevie Wonder at the Joint November 2nd or 3rd.
Enter text rates may apply.
News 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's flagship station for Union Redskins football. Catch the high-flying action with Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins. Score updates, coaches' insight, and game highlights. Listen anywhere you are and stream the game live. Shout out to your favorite player with the open mic feature by downloading the KRMG app. Union High School football, live on KRMG and KRMG.com. Powered by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm Agent, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
I'm Amy Arad, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multi-dimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.